Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top stories as we head into this Memorial Day weekend. President Obama on Friday delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. The speech was Obama's first commencement speech at a U.S. military academy, and he sounded some themes very similar to his national security speech held at the National Archives on Thursday. The president says his administration is moving towards a time when our nation is secure and our values are upheld.
We uphold our fundamental principles and values not just because we choose to, but because we swear to. Not because they feel good, but because they help keep us safe and keep us true to who we are.
Obama has been in a growing dispute with former Vice President Dick Cheney over the use of the Guantanamo Bay detention facility and enhanced interrogation techniques. The president also told the naval graduates they need to be ready for anything as their careers get started.
And in the 21st century, we do not have the luxury of deciding which challenges to prepare for and which to ignore. We must overcome the full spectrum of threats, the conventional and the unconventional, the nation state and the terrorist network.
Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is supporting the president's decision to shut down the detainee camps at Guantanamo Bay. She says critics of the plan are using scare tactics to suggest the detainees will be let loose on American streets. She says other terrorists like the Millennium Bomber and the 1993 World Trade Center bombers have been held in maximum security facilities for years. Shortly after taking office, President Obama ordered the closure of the prison camp within a year, but Congress has not provided any funding to pay for that transition. Some lawmakers have come forward to say they don't want any of the 240 remaining detainees housed in their districts. President Obama also signing legislation Friday, dramatically changing the way the Pentagon buys new weapon systems. The idea for the legislation was actually proposed by Defense Secretary Bob Gates after the president asked him to stay on as the head of the Defense Department.
Wasteful spending comes from exotic requirements, lack of oversight, and indefensible no-bid contracts that don't make our troops or our country any safer.
Obama says the bill will eliminate some of the waste and efficiency in defense projects, and he says that can only be a good thing given the deficits we're running right now.
Reforms that will better protect our nation, better protect our troops, and save taxpayers tens of billions of dollars.
Obama insists the new rules will not in any way compromise U.S. national security. Friday afternoon, the president was back in the Rose Garden signing another piece of legislation. The president signing the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act.
Statements will be required to tell credit card holders how long it will take to pay off a balance and what it will cost in interest if they only make the minimum monthly payments. We also put a stop to retroactive rate hikes that appear on a bill suddenly with no rhyme or reason.
The legislation easily passed through Congress in response to growing consumer outrage about the unexpected interest rate hikes and hidden fees. However, it will take several months for the legislation to take effect and start making a difference. Critics warn the legislation could further restrict tight credit markets in the ongoing recession. Before final passage in the House, Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling warned about huge unintended consequences. The president says this new law is not aimed at vilifying the credit card companies.
I want to be clear about this. Credit card companies provide a valuable service. We don't begrudge them turning a profit. We just want to make sure that they do so while upholding basic standards of fairness, transparency, and accountability.
The president says this is also not a free pass for people who aren't smart with their money and can't pay their bills.
Some end up in trouble because of reckless spending or wishful thinking. Some get in over their heads by not using their heads. And I want to be clear, we do not excuse or condone folks who've acted irresponsibly.
But despite that description of the legislation, we'll find out a little bit later in this hour why some say it's actually the people who are most responsible that will be hurt by this legislation. General Motors major bondholders will likely reject the troubled auto giant's current offer for a 10% equity stake. That could move GM one step closer to having to file for bankruptcy. The bondholders have about $27 billion in unsecured debt and in April had pushed for a 58% stake in GM. A source familiar with the automaker's restructuring plans, however, says talk of GM filing for bankruptcy next week is premature. Four congressional Republicans are opposing the restructuring plans of GM. Representative Eric Cantor, Mike Pence, Pete Sessions, and the aforementioned Jeb Hensarling sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner saying the plan erodes the rights of current bondholders in favoring claims from the United Auto Workers Union. The letter demanded bondholders have, quote, a seat at the table during negotiations on how the company would be restructured. On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on the downside. The Dow Jones Industrials off 15 points Friday to 82.77. The S&P 500 off 1 to 8.87. The Nasdaq down 3 to 16.92. Oil up 62 cents. And get ready for the next salvo in the war over marriage. The California Supreme Court scheduled to rule on Tuesday on the legality of the constitutional amendment returning the definition of marriage in that state to one man and one woman will stand. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our end of the week fun with the Capitol Steps, visiting with the nation's last surviving World War I veteran, Frank Buckles, and when we come back, the disturbing fine print in the credit card legislation. Stay tuned.